boy was a very happy boy in his castle of oranges. He and his family were very happy all together. But the boy was curious about the sea. He wanted to know what was on the other side of the sea. His father was a good man, but he didn't want his boy to get hurt. So he told the boy to stay inside, don't go out beyond the tower walls. Stay inside where you know it's pretty and safe. The boy obeyed, but as he got older, he wanted more and more to know the sea. One day, as he was walking through the palace, he came upon an unfamiliar passage. That's funny, he thought, because he certainly knew the palace inside and out. It was a cool, shady hallway that led down. He could feel the slope as he walked, leading down and growing dimmer, but it wasn't dark because the walls were painted in delicate gold, so they shimmered in the dim, damp dark. Dim and damp. The boy was afraid, but he knew nothing could harm him because he was still in the castle, and his father had told him nothing in the castle would ever hurt him. He went down and down, and then suddenly it was level, and he was in a huge room glowing with bright tapestries. There was a peach-colored couch, and on it lay a woman in a peacock headdress. It was a woman he'd never seen before in the castle. She was very beautiful and plump, and the juices of oranges dribbled off the sides of her mouth. Her whole body covered with juices, and the juices made her body shiny and glowing in the strange light. She lay as though she were in a trance, with her long eyelashes fluttering like she was dreaming. She said to him, "I lie beyond the sea," and then all of a sudden her head dipped back and she vanished. Gone, gone, without a trace. Gone. She's never coming back. Do you know what it's like to live with that? No one knows what it's like, the only one who knew me, gone. The boy found himself in his chambers without knowing how he got there. From that day on, he knew he had to escape. He wanted to find the woman with the beautiful fat hips and the shimmering headdress. He would pace the halls of the palace and didn't notice any more than nice orange smell, the fat oranges dripping with juice. One day one of his father's servants took him aside and said, "I know what you want, I can give it to you." The prince and the servant met in the boy prince's chambers. The servant gave the boy a peacock feather. It was long and delicate and said he knew something about magic. He could show the prince some magic and the prince could roam free and still be in the castle too. There would be two princes, one free and one in the castle. But in exchange the price, both princes, they would have to give up their sense of smell. The prince thought this was a small price to pay. It's a win-win situation. This deal, she's a beauty and the air conditioning is free. There's a banana peel. So the servant told the prince to lie on the bed. A lovely high bed with a golden bedspread, and the servant told the prince to close his eyes and go to sleep. Sleep. Deep sleep. Suddenly all he wanted to do was sleep forever and ever. He could feel the servant using the peacock feather to touch him, but he didn't want to move. He just wanted to sleep forever because he was so tired. Tired and hungry. Have you ever seen God? It was like the prince could see, even though his eyes were closed, and he could see and feel the servant lying on top of him and chanting, and the weight grew heavier and heavier, impossibly heavy, as though a thousand servants were stacked on top of him. But all he wanted to do was sleep. He didn't want to move anymore. Have you ever seen God? I think God is a woman. A woman with a peacock headdress. She gave her only son. Did she have daughters? Did she give her daughters?
The prince.
Prince?
The story. Give me the story.
I'm tired. Can we finish the story another time?
Okay.
Will you come back and do like I asked?
Okay.